Welcome, welcome. It's time for Audie in the Afternoon. I have a very special co-host today, Esteban Gonzalez. Welcome.
Hey, Audie. It's my honor and privilege to be here on Audie in the Afternoon.
Well, we kick-started the show off today with a little Otis Redding. Yes. Gotta love some rhythm and blues, some soul music to kick off the show today. And we have some very welcome and important guests with us here today.
Yes, we do want to welcome to the studios the founder, publisher, editor-in-chief with Santa Fe Magazine First, Owen Lipstein. Thank you so much for being here, and as well as Maggie Fine, editor, and also the founder of Canyon Road Walks. So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're glad to be here.
We're so, so happy to be here. It's so good to see you guys.
Well, we have a wonderful treat for our listening audience, because I know there's some great programming coming up this summer that we're going to talk about. But first off, kudos for the launch of Santa Fe Magazine and all that it's done in our community. You know, Owen and Maggie, can you share a little bit about when you first launched Santa Fe Magazine? You have a lot of wonderful local stories, features a lot of wonderful history of families. But tell us a little bit about yourselves and a little bit about the magazine.
I'm from New York. I'm a magazine entrepreneur, owned and edited at one point Psychology Today, Mother Earth News, Spy, American Health. I went upstate New York to start something called Shakespeare on the Hudson. 10 years into it, Maggie Fine showed up scouting for a film she was doing, and shall we say the rest is history. But here I am, and I came here with Maggie, had our child here, Charlie, and I walked around for a while and kept meeting these extraordinary people, and I would come back and say, I just met this guy or this woman. And Maggie's family referred to me as Blue Sky Owen, and it was not a compliment. It meant that I sounded idiotic and downright silly. And I decided that there was an idea here. And so I had the idea with John Miller, who's co-founder also, to start a magazine on a very simple premise. If you talk to the people who live here without any bias other than they had to be interesting and had to have something to say, if you ask good questions and you listen well, you could have a magazine that ultimately was not just a story, a narrative of the people you're interviewing, but a story of the city in an ongoing account, if you will. And I did this in part out of curiosity, and as I always like to say, in part to show off to my daughter and my wife, mm-hmm. who deeply suspected I'd never had a job because I was walking around for 2 years sounding like a faint idiot. And it's been a extraordinary success. It's 5 years now. I think we've interviewed 400 people. And I've had many good jobs and extraordinary opportunities and experiences, and none has been better than the one I find myself in. And I clearly couldn't have done it without my wife, who both had many of the ideas for the original idea and kept me out of trouble, or at least as much trouble as someone like me can be kept out of. But there you go. How's that?
Well, Maggie, I gotta say, Santa Fe Magazine, just incredible. Arts, culture, people, the 400 interviews that you have done is so hyper-local focused. Talk about that element.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Thank you. Well, from the beginning, when Owen sort of, in a way, he explains the world to himself through magazines, and that was sort of the idea. It's like, why doesn't this town have a magazine? And I was, from the very beginning, just very cognizant that, it's not going to be real and it's not going to be true if we don't interview the layers of this city and all of the, you know, centuries of history, generations of history that this town is. And having been born and raised here, wanting to, like, if we were going to do this magazine, it was only going to be good if we were going to be able to talk to people from, you know, all aspects and not just, not geared to tourists in a sense, which is also what the walks were about, which is, you know, trying, because the true essence of our city is really the storytelling that we all have. And so wanting to bring in, you know, every issue, we do our best to bring in people from all aspects and all walks.
Well, to echo Owen's earlier statement of talking about, you know, looking for interesting people and interesting stories, no lack of that in Santa Fe. I mean, you can go down the street and find someone, I'm sure, that would have a story and something very interesting to talk to you about.
If I can't find interesting people, I should be fired.
There's plenty in Santa
Fe. Well, you would just, like, go to the, like, you know, the dentist's office or the grocery store, or, you know, and he would just come home and be like, oh my God, they're so nice here. They're so interesting here. Everybody, because I think in other cities like New York and if you go everywhere else, people aren't that open, and there is something here about who we are that we're open people, and we have, you know, histories here that are so much even deeper than almost any other city in the United States.
Now, Maggie, you grew up here, and did I get this right? Are you a demon?
I'm a demon.
So Audie's a demon. You're a demon. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm a demon and a Viking. Do you remember EJ Martinez Vikings?
I do. EJ Martinez Vikings. I'm an Atalaya Roadrunner and a San Fe High demon. I'm also a Falcon from CAPTCHA.
Oh, me too.
CAPTCHA. they don't have, it's gone. It's lore now.
I didn't even remember that part. Yes. Yeah.
All the middle CAPTCHA schools or junior schools in Santa Fe, that's all lore now. There's no longer DeVargas, no more Alameda, no more CAPTCHA.
I know. And no more EJ.
And no, that's right. No more EJ. No more EJ. You know, forever in our hearts.
Well, we're going to play a little Roy Orbison here. And when we come back, I want to talk more about, you know, the magazine and upcoming events that are taking place. But Audie, what a treat.
We are visiting today here on Audie in the Afternoon. My co-host, my lunch bunch today, Esteban Gonzalez, mm-hmm. Maggie Fine, and Owen
Lipstein
from Santa Fe Magazine, and Maggie from Canyon Road Walk Productions. So we'll be right back. KSWV Suave Radio, Audie in the Afternoon. My co-host today is Esteban Gonzalez.
Audie.
And of course, our very special guests from Santa Fe Magazine, Owen Lipstein and Maggie Fine from Canyon Road Productions, the Canyon Road Walk, as we're just talking about all things Santa Fe Magazine, Canyon Road. You can't say Santa Fe without talking about Canyon Road. So thank you so much to you both for being here today.
Owen and Maggie, I wanted to say, my interest in your magazine was definitely piqued when you released the first edition years ago. I was very interested in what the magazine was going to be about. I was very interested in what it was going to feature. And to my wonderful amazement, it features a lot of the local storytelling that you've talked about, and it has ever since. And it's something that that could be proud by locals and visitors alike. But I have to say the magazine is super high quality. The layout is really nice. The photography is incredible. The paper is just wonderful to touch and go through the different pages. So I just wanted to commend, like, it's a very high quality product. I'm proud because it's here in Santa Fe. It's in our town. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you just, you know, do the magic? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, Owen, you say, because I learned from Owen. Owen is really, this is his.
How do you have such a high quality product?
You know, part of it is keeping it really simple. As I said, the idea was simple. And oddly enough, once you have the idea and you're loyal to it, the execution is deceptively simple, because you are loyal to the people who you talk to in terms of your curiosity. You try to listen to them and you try to take their exact words. And at this point, I think people trust the magazine, trust the voice of the magazine. They trust that we'll be honest, that we'll call it the way we see it. We won't distort, we won't exaggerate, we won't pump up, we won't gotcha. You know, this is not to say there are interviews that we just don't run, because either people are not telling the truth, they're trying to do promotion or some kind of, but for the most part, the overwhelmingly large part, is the people that light up the magazine. Now, John and I, you know, have done magazines before, so it's useful to know what the rules are, especially as a Manhattan publishing entrepreneur. I knew what the rules, I'd studied, and it is a guild of sorts. It's a specialized, domain knowledge. And you know, everybody wants to start their own restaurant, their own magazine, and start a film, I guess. But it is arcane. And so by knowing what the rules are, I knew which ones to break, and that was helpful. It's also helpful that I spent 10 years doing Shakespeare on the Hudson, which meant I didn't read any current magazine. I read dead people, poets and others. So when I came back, the magazine industry had changed and changed materially. And so part of it was we didn't fall into some of the traps that the near extinct national magazines had fallen into, which is they got smaller when I thought you should get larger. They were publishing with a frequency that no one wants to hear. No one wants to hear from someone monthly. I thought quarterly was the right frequency. And so simple ideas like John was a veteran magazine designer, and I knew other parts of the business, and we tried to talk each other out of doing it, and didn't work, and here we are.
Awesome. Thankfully, it didn't work, and I'm glad that you are here.
Well, it sounds to me like it was obviously in your background, right? You were very familiar, but also a passion project. So what a great way to merge two things, something you're good at and something you're passionate about, which actually is a great segue for me now to ask you about the Santa Fe Magazine Festival that's coming up.
Yes, we're very, very excited about this festival. And the festival premise is really just that, you know, we've been around now for 5 years as a magazine. And as Owen said, we've interviewed almost 400 people. And we were thinking, well, how can we get all these people together? How can we, you know, we've all been reading about each other for the last 5 years. We've you know, explored all these different stories, and we all have almost like a connection to each other through reading about each other. But how can we bring these minds together? And, you know, Santa Fe, as you know, is like from science to art to film to, I mean, every aspect of history is when we bring all this together, we have an incredible array of over 33 conversations, 80 presenters talking about climate, talking about water, talking about Zorro Ranch, talking about, I mean, we have from investigative journalists to musicians to integrative medicine to Dark Winds actress and Jessica Matten, who is also not only an actress on Dark Winds, but she's starting an Indigenous Film Academy with IAIA here. So there's like, it's a chance for us all to overlap and connect and meet each other. And hopefully everyone there will also be able to create, you know, projects they're doing. And it's really important in this time and place that we gather in person and in real life.
Absolutely. Supporting one another. And like you said, whether you are in science, the arts, I saw the great future. Was it a yoga teacher? Or, I mean, there's been so many incredible interviews. The Santa Fe Magazine Festival, bringing everybody together. Why don't you let our listeners know when this is going to be taking place?
It's going to be June 12th to 14th, and it's going to be a three-day festival. We have, in addition to all the, at St. John's College, this is the first time since 1960 that they've really opened up the campus to our whole community and to people that want to come to the festival. So it will start on Friday, June 12th, and we're going to have live music. We have Ozo Motley's Raul Pacheco will be playing on the first Friday night. We have BJ Lucero, who's going to be doing a whole storytelling of Santa Fe with 12 different musicians on the Saturday night. We have Mark Maron, who I've been a huge fan of listening to him. He's from, he's an Albuquerque native since like 2009 when he sort of really started the podcast industry. And WTF has been a huge influence on our magazine. I don't know if you want to say something about Mark Owen, but we are very excited about having him.
And the headline news that we have a local pass.
Oh, yes. The big headline news is that we have, just for all New Mexico residents, we have a local pass. So for just for New Mexico residents, it'll be $135 a day. And we also have a special rate just for locals for the three-day pass. So hey, you can check. Yes.
Go. Yeah. All you need and is your really zip code or 505 and you've got it nailed.
That's perfect. Well, really looking forward to that. And we got that down on our family calendar.
Yes, we do.
Why don't we, you want to play a song?
Sure. We've got some Malo Suavecito as we are visiting today with Santa Fe Magazine, Canyon Road Productions, Maggie Fine, Owen Lipstein, and talking all things Santa Fe and how interesting we all are.
Indeed.
Welcome back. You're listening to Audie in the Afternoon. My co-host today is Esteban Gonzalez.
Audie, so wonderful to be here as a guest of Audie in the Afternoon, and we've been visiting with Santa Fe Magazine, Owen Lipstein, founder, publisher, editor-in-chief, also Maggie Fine, editor and founder of Canyon Road Walks. I want to say good morning, good afternoon to Eileen tuning in. Thank you so much for the positive words of encouragement regarding our discussions here. I do want to ask again if we can reiterate the details for the upcoming festival. Santa Fe Magazine is having a upcoming festival June 12th through the 14th. And can we share where it's going to be, how people get tickets, and just a little bit about the festival one more time?
Yes, the festival will be on June 12th through 14th on the campus of St. John's College. And it'll be 3 days. We have over 33 conversations, 87 presenters. We will also have off-site parties happening at the Vladim and down at the Sky Terrace on the Saturday night. In addition to, we'll be screening a film at Midtown Campus on Matcha with Dr. Andrew Weil. And you can, we just released, just for New Mexico residents, you can get a single day pass or a 3 day pass for a very special rate. So if you go on to santafemagazine.co or look up Santa Fe Magazine Festival or go on our Instagram at Santa Fe Magazine, you can find us any way and you can find our tickets. You can see our lineup. You can see all the incredible conversations we'll be having. And it's going to be so incredible. And we're really, really excited about it.
Really cool. Well, thank you for sharing that. And, I do want to, since we're, the summer's upon us, Canyon Road Walks, by the way. I mean, you knocked it out of the ballpark with that. And it seems like everyone wants to do a walk now because of that, which is great, right? We have different communities and neighborhoods wanting to do the same thing. And tell us a little bit about when you first started Canyon Road Walks, I know there's a lot of outreach that you did. And when we think of Canyon Road, we often think of our wonderful visitors that we love and appreciate. But there was also an emphasis, again, back on bringing locals to be a part of the walk. Again, that Santa Fe Magazine, maybe culture or mindset of like focusing on locals, you want to make sure that that happened with the walks as well. So talk about when you first started, how did the idea come about, and when are, what can we expect this summer?
Okay, thank you. Well, yes, come home to Canyon. Well, it actually started through the magazine. We were doing a very special issue of the magazine that year called Canyon Road Issue. And I found, as a, you know, a local kid who grew up here, back in my hometown doing interviews, that you are found, you're sort of in a new place. So we were at El Farol one night. Owen had left his camera there the night before. So we were back at El Farol. And I bused tables at Geronimo in high school. That was my first job. So I was around, and as a kid growing up here, I always loved coming to Canyon Road. It was sort of this really dream place to always come. But we were in El Farol that night, and it was empty. There was nobody there. And I was sitting there with Owen, and it was in February. It was really cold outside. I remember it was after Christmas, and we had just had the Farolito walk. So just like almost like in this moment, I just had this longing. And it was after COVID too, where we had really all separated during that time, even more so, where, you know, people were really in their phones and, you know, in their cars. But then there was just this feeling of loneliness that I felt pervading through the whole city. We were doing an interview, and I was asking the woman, Frida, who was running El Farol, and she was talking about how, you know, it was called the lantern, and in how in the 1800s, the cowboys used to come off the old Santa Fe Trail and come up and park there. And my mother used to talk about how there was a hitching post still in front of El Farol, like even all through the 70s. And I was just like, where is everybody? Like, how can we? And then it just like was like a second, like a thought, like, oh my God, well, we have this ancient tradition of walking up Canyon Road, and we all come here at Christmas time. Why can't we come here in the summertime? What if we just had walks in the summer and we can invite everybody home to their main street? And, you know, having grown up here, I know, you know, that the families, you know, that first inhabited in the 1600s, so many, as we were talking about, are still there. And also, you know, through our interviews, I had interviewed Charlie Dornan, who had been a governor of the Tsuut'ep tribe. And he had talked about how 1,000 years ago they used to walk up Canyon Road for pilgrimage because it was where the water flowed. And it's also where the Acequia Madre, as we know, comes down. And I was like, we have this ancient tradition of walking as a city. And if we all just come back here with our kids, with our families, and bring all of the aspects from schools selling lemonade to music, for local music and food. The whole idea is music, food, and storytelling. Those three elements, if we can just bring them together, then maybe people would come.
And it's been, you've had Canyon Road Walks for the previous last 2 years?
We launched in 2024, okay, the summer of 2024. So last year, and it's really just been just so fun. It's just so amazing. And I have we have a daughter who's 8 years old, and just like having our kids get to run up the road the way that, and I was talking to, you know, Patrick, who also has Clover Star there on Canyon Road, and you know, talking about the friendly ice cream shop, and like, you know, hearing about, you know, your grandfather Roman Salazar, how he used to have the strawberry fields where the parking lot was across the street, and where the horses were parked. And I really want to keep bringing the donkeys and the horses, so Barbara gets mad at me, Barbara Lopez, but who I love, Barbara. Yes. Shout out to Barbara Lopez.
Hey,
she is the octopus, I call her, of this city. She's the center. And we all, yes. And it's been, I've just loved doing it because I love getting to know, working with the city side of it, working with Barbara, working with Michael Trujillo to get me out of trouble.
I love Michael.
He's one of the coolest.
And it's reconnected our community, and because it is our main street and we all deserve to be there.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned that it's family friendly. I love that in some of the photos you see kids running around. You see wagons and strollers and well-behaved dogs. We probably could not take our dogs. There are animals and there are people.
We do not have well-behaved dogs.
Well, then we're in the same camp there. They stay home while we go on the Cannon Road walk. But we do, you know, I love family friendly events. And I just wanted to say thank you to your sentiment of walking, because it is a revival, if you will, of our city. Growing up, and I'm sure you can probably remember this as well, if you were in proximity to something, you walked. Even as a classroom, you were walking to Fort Marcy for the Earth Day celebration, or you were walking to the procession from your school to, you know, if you were at Cristo Rey, the procession from the church to the school for Palm Sunday. Everyone was walking from the cathedral or St. Anne's Church. It was absolutely embedded in our city that you were walking with your family, with your children, for a purpose. Like you said, many, many years ago, the walking up canyon, the tradition for the Pueblos, possibly for, you know, the traditions. And then, of course, the friendly neighborhood ice cream shop, but there were many different small little, in a way, bodegas, if you will, on Canyon. Johnny's Cash Store, which was around for many, many years. Off Don Miguel, you know, a little off, just a little off the beaten path of Canyon. But it was a neighborhood store as well. And of course, you would walk to all of these places. Yeah. So thank you. That is just...
And walking together brings community together in a way that nothing else can. I mean, that's why New York City, that's why Paris, that's why Amsterdam, that's why Santa Fe. And then these, walking together is how communities connect. And I think it keeps, if we can get back to walking, that would be my dream, if we could walk all the time here.
I love that.
So
thank you.
I think the last couple of years it's been on a Wednesday, Wednesday a month, I believe. This year, can you tell us, is there a day identified? And
yes.
How often will it be?
It will continue to be. So it's, we're not going to do it in June because we're going to be doing this festival June 12th through 14th at St. John's College. But starting July 1st, Wednesday, July 1st, 5 to 8 p.m., first Wednesday of July, first Wednesday of August, August 5th. This year, because of Zozobra, we are pushing it to the second Wednesday of September. So it'll be September 9th. If you go to at Canyon Road Summer Walk or at Canyon Road Productions on our Instagram, we have canyonroadsummerwalk.com. You can see all the dates. But remember, first Wednesday starting in July.
Well, I will give our listeners an idea. I'm going to give an idea, because since there won't be a Canyon Road Walk in June, because most everybody's going to be at the Santa Fe Magazine Festival up on St. John's Hill, walk there. You can do a Canyon Road Walk on your own, a self-guided Canyon Road Walk all the way up Canyon to Camino Cabra.
Yeah.
And up to Camino Cruz Blanca.
Yes.
You can just do a nice little walk up the hill and spend your afternoon at the Santa Fe Magazine Festival.
Excellent idea. Yes. Thank you.
And then there you have your Canyon Road Walk,
unofficial. Yes, we can walk. Yes. Let's all walk all the time. We don't have to just do it on Wednesdays.
And I love that it would merge both of, you know, this together as well, where why not? Maybe, you know, you can have an impromptu walk for anybody who maybe wants to park at the end of Canyon or find somewhere else if you want to get dropped off. Walk up Canyon Road, keep on walking. The beautiful,
amazing idea
of the mountains in front of you as you are getting closer and closer to the mountain, because you're right at the base of Sun Mountain Hill. Beautiful scenery for a beautiful time with people here in Santa Fe and Santa Fe Magazine.
Oh,
great.
Beautiful.
You know, we always
yes,
have an
that,
idea no, of the day.
That was
contest.
Definitely an idea. You
have the idea of the day. Congratulations.
Yes, walk to the festival. That would be amazing.
It just brings everything together.
It does.
We're going to take a quick break for some music. Jackie Wilson, and which kind of goes along with what we're talking about, love, lifting us higher, getting together.
Okay, we are back.
Welcome back to Audie in the Afternoon. It is just before 1 o'clock on this beautiful Thursday. We finally have blue skies. It had been so gray, and I'm happy to look out my studio window and see some blue skies. And we've had a great afternoon today. My lunch bunch today has been Esteban Gonzalez, my co-host, Santa Fe Magazine, Canyon Road Walks, Owen Lipstein, Maggie Fine, having a fantastic conversation today in the studio.
So let's remind people, let's pick up your copy of Santa Fe Magazine, check it out. But let's remind people again of the upcoming festival and the walks.
Yes. Do you want me to do it?
Yes.
The upcoming festival is June 12th through 14th at St. John's College. It's going to be 3 days of incredible conversations. All of the presenters are from interviews we've done over the past 5 years, covering all subjects from integrative medicine to film to art to music to comedy. It's going to be incredible. So please get your tickets at santafemagazine.co/festival or look up Santa Fe Magazine Festival or find us on Instagram at Santa Fe Magazine. The Canyon Road Walks are the first Wednesday for launching on July 1st, Wednesday, July 1st, 5 to 8 p.m., August 5th and September 9th. Please come home, come walk with us, and come and walk up St. John's College. That was the genius idea.
The unofficial start off, kickoff to the Canyon Road Walks would be walking up Canyon to make your way to the Santa Fe Magazine Festival.
Yes.
The idea of the day.
And we have a very special rate just for New Mexico residents. So if you haven't checked it out yet, yeah, check out the rate. Thank you.
And I'm just going to remind, that's for all New Mexicans, not just folks in Santa Fe.
Correct.
Any
Correct.
New Mexican, is you have a better deal. So look it up and head on over to the Santa Fe Magazine Festival. All New Mexicans, of course, all Santa Feans, Santa Vecinos are welcome. But let's get people here from this down south, from
yes.
up north, come from Taos and Silver City and
we're
all
doing
around.
UFOs. We're doing the bomb. We're doing
Chaco
Canyon. Yeah. We're covering stories, from all across our incredible state. Please come.
Welcome. So, all New Mexicans, welcome.
I either look at Santa Fe Magazine when I go to Patrick's Clover Star,
mm-hmm.
Or today they brought it to us, like, in hand. So I'm
hot off the presses. We just got our new issue.
I'm spoiled. But where can people pick it up, pick up copies, in case they've never picked up your magazine before?
That you can find it at the co-op. You can find it at Downtown Subscription. You can find it at the Iconic Coffee Shop. You can find it throughout the state. All our advertisers also carry it. And then you can subscribe to at santafemagazine.co and get a copy that way. We're on Canyon Road, Pilar at Edition One Gallery. The Tea House also carries us. The more and more people throughout this, Dr. Howe, my acupuncturist is carrying it. He's in this new issue.
In town, yeah.
The Grandmaster.
I saw Dr. Howe's in this issue.
Well, I want to send a special shout out real quick to the Nathan family because Aviva was your photographer last summer.
The first two, since we launched.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize
it. Walks.
I didn't realize it. So shout out to the Nathan family.
Shout out to the Nathan family. Absolutely. Aviva.
All the kids born and raised here in Santa Fe. And we love to see our locals involved in local and, like Esteban said, hyper-local things. And this magazine is just that. So thank you. I just wanted to take a quick minute to shout them out.
And shout out to the Lumbres, who will be also playing at the festival on June 14th, Sunday, June 14th. You can check them out, and they'll also be playing on Canyon Road this summer.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that opportunity. And three local Santa Fans, Leo Shepherd, his mom, Lisa Nordstrom, local Santa Fan, her father. She went to Santa Fe High. She might have gone to E.J. Martinez as well. Local Santa Fe family. Her father was a teacher and administrator here in Santa Fe and New Mexico for many years until his retirement. I think her mother was also an educator and had a seam shop here in Santa Fe for a long time as well. So again, hyper local family, the Nordstroms as well. Yeah. And
Michael Shepherd.
He's hyper local. I mean, everyone. It's just so important. There are folks who have been here for a very long time, and there's folks who have now come to Santa Fe and made Santa Fe their home, and that makes you local. So,
yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, Owen and Maggie, thanks for being here. Look forward to sharing with our listeners as we go through the summer what's happening, and really serendipitous that Owen and I bumped into each other.
Yeah, in the parking lot. That started it all. Everything comes from the parking lot.
He said, give me a call, and I followed up with a call.
Yeah. Go Cinco Flores parking lot.
Found in a parking lot.
That's right, exactly. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been so much fun.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us and our listeners today.
Fun for us.
Owen Lipstein, Maggie Fine, Santa Fe Magazine, Canyon Road Walks. Thank you so much. We have some Paul Simon that's closing out Audie in the Afternoon.